Ballsy, the Pirates last night clinched another non-winning season. Their last winning season was actually not, people get this wrong, it was not the 2015 season. It was actually 2018, the last time it happened. But still, that is a long time ago now in baseball terms. Mm-hmm. And the Brewers clinched the NL Central last night. So how about this? Three teams since baseball went to the six-division format in 1994.
Yep.
So 30 years.
Yep.
Three teams have not won a division title.
I think I can name at least two of them, because one is the Pirates.
Yep.
I think the Marlins have never won one.
Correct. Donnie, do you know the other one?
I don't think so. I'm trying to run through my head.
Can I again make an attempt here?
Go for it, Malzy.
I want to say the Rockies never have.
Malzy, check out the big brain on our friend Christopher Michael Muller.
And I think the reason
there's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah, right. I think the reason that I know that is because with the Marlins, it's like an interesting little footnote. They've won two World Series, but they've never won their own division. And with the Rockies, it's that they've been to a World Series, but also, again, never won their own division.
So think about, from that perspective, the argument is there that the Pirates have been, in this modern baseball format, the worst team.
They have been, because those teams have both got... Like, I understand that baseball, and I make this argument all the time, it's about, like, a really great regular season should not be discarded because you didn't win in the playoffs, because it's so different. The sample size of games, it's so random. But still, people in this country, by and large, sports fans say, did you make it to a World Series? Did you win a World Series? Well, the Marlins made it to and won two of them, and the Rockies got Rocktober going with Clint Hurdle and made it to one. Like, I'm sorry. The Pirates, if you want to talk about level of tangible accomplishment, in this 30-year run here, Pony, theirs is lowest. The Royals went to and then won a World Series. Back-to-back years.
And they might end up blowing it here. It's possible with the way the Tigers are playing. But they're probably going to go from 100 losses last year, 106 losses, to...
Well, they've guaranteed a winning season, and they're probably going to win about 88 games. I am a little bit miffed that my Royals to win the AL Central ticket now does not look as fun because they're almost mathematically eliminated from doing that. Even your, I don't want to call them woebegone teams, but even teams like the Seattle Mariners have been to an LCS in this time frame, or teams like the, you know, we laugh at the Angels. How do they constantly have, like, you know, two of the best players in baseball for a long stretch and then still suck? They made it to and won the 2002 World Series. The White Sox, currently the laughing stock of the sport. Current record, 36-117.
Hilarious.
Went on one of the all, and I mean this, and people can go back and fact check this, it's true, I know you know it's true, Pony, one of the all-time dominant postseason runs en route to the 2005 World Series. So you can cherry pick pretty much every team from this era, and the Pirates have had less success overall. Either because the other team has won a division at least one time, hey, you were better than the other teams that you were going against, or they've made it further in the playoffs.
And I don't think the spending thing, and that's what everybody comes back to, and I do it too, but the spending thing is not the only reason why, or far and away the biggest reason why the Pirates aren't winning, and let me tell you why. Teams bottom 10 in payroll, if you had to guess off the top of your head, how many of them right now are projected to make the playoffs?
The current bottom 10 in payroll?
Yeah.
I would say three or four. Probably three. Guardians, Royals, Tiger. Well, no, they're
Orioles.
Not projected to make it. Orioles. Guardians, Royals, Orioles. And then I would probably say bottom 10 in payroll, you said, Pony?
Yep.
I could imagine the Brewers still being bottom 10. How close are they?
Well, hold on a second here. I had to get the updated number. So the Royals are actually not in the bottom 10 in payroll. I thought they were.
The Gardos definitely are.
With their trade deadline moves, they actually moved out of it. So if they were still in the bottom 10, it would have been four, maybe five with the Tigers potentially.
Mm-hmm.
So because they're out, it's Brewers, Orioles, Guardians. So three. And then if the Tigers make it,
would be four. And the Tigers are nipping at the Royals' heels.
They're a half game out. So, I mean, still, it's less than 50-50.
But if the Tigers get in, it's 40%. I mean, that ain't bad.
Among the teams with payrolls in the middle, 11-20, projected to make the playoffs, Diamondbacks 1, Padres 2, Twins 3, Royals 4. So, honestly, it's about the same. Middle of the pack compared to being
middle
in the
bottom of the pack.
Tier.
Middle of the pack's ultimately doing better than biggest spenders because the Yankees, the Phillies, the Dodgers are your huge spenders. Is Houston up there?
Yes.
Okay, so the Houston. So you got four there.
Well, actually, Chris, the top six payrolls are all projected to make
okay,
the playoffs.
You know what? I did some bad counting there. You're
Mets,
right.
Mets, Yankees, Astros, Phillies, Dodgers, Braves. Well, I guess the Braves aren't.
Braves
right
are technically
now.
Out. So,
so five. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the money is still usually the biggest thing, and it's the thing that I wish – because all these other teams, like the Guardians have signed guys to like a $20 million a year deal. They sent – what, didn't Jose Ramirez get like three? You know, he got – no, he got a much bigger. He got a bigger extension than that.
He like, got a huge one.
Right, but they – even back in the day, they signed – there's a player that the Guardians signed, and I remember thinking like this would be so nice because it was a home run hitter. It was a guy who was just going to hit the ball out of the ballpark, and I'm completely blanking on who it was.
Edwin Encarnacion?
Might have been. For like 3 years, $60 million, something like that. And I thought, like, why can't the Pirates do that? The Guardians are doing that. No one shows up to those games. The money matters to me, but and it's always going to be the first thing I think about. But, like, it also just highlights the ineptitude with which I think Ben Cherington has done his job. I mean, the Pirates have, what, still the second lowest payroll in baseball, I believe?
Yeah,
so,
ahead of the A's.
So he is working even at a disadvantage compared to those other teams, because I would love, if you were showing me the gaps, I would guess that those teams are spending between $15 and $25 million more on their ball clubs right now. So he is working at a disadvantage, but my God, the guy got a lottery ticket this year in Paul Skeens and couldn't make more out of it than what looks like at least an 85-loss season.
And you have 5 years to build it up. And as far as homegrown position players who are going to help you make the playoffs, what do you have to show for it?
Home, truly homegrown. So drafted by you, developed by you. Not.
Or, I mean, if you traded
okay,
for a guy's
so Reynolds.
Prospect.
Okay, so you traded for Reynolds.
But that wasn't
was
his
prospect.
Doing.
Yeah, no. What? No. Homegrown players.
Nick Gonzalez.
Okay.
Key Brian Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
Who I'm not even going to count him because I don't think you can. What is he?
Yeah.
Joey Bart?
Yeah, they get credit
so two.
For Bart. Yeah.
Two guys.
Yeah, if people don't realize this, O'Neill Cruz was brought in by the previous
I'm
regime.
Not going to put Billy Cook and Nick York in there yet. I mean, far from it. In 5 years, Chris.
He's done virtually no building from within positionally. None. I mean, they have bad player development, and these guys just come up and look lost compared to players for other teams.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.